Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Less than an hour away from winning $1,000 would beat Shazam. Don't forget that show's on tonight. And I believe it's on Fridays as well.
Oh, really?
For a couple weeks at least. Because they had a couple episodes left over, I believe, because they just didn't play them due to the NBA Finals. They didn't want to go up against them.
Oh, yeah.
So now they have extra Beat Shazam for us ready.
All right.
We're talking about Milo Ventimiglia from This Is Us, which is my favorite TV show. Comes back in September, I believe. And we finally find out what happens to Jack.
But Kelly he
says,
dies.
You want to find... he does die. You want to find a movie in which, or TV show in which, Milo Ventimiglia was a bad guy. He's been a bad dude in a lot of things.
Really? So you don't want to see that side of him?
I do. I do like seeing them. He was a bad dude on Gotham. He played a murderer on that one. He was a bad guy in Gilmore Girls.
There were bad guys on that show?
Well, he was like a brat, like a punk. He was a bad dude in the movie The Divide. Like a really, really, really bad dude.
Hmm.
And he also was a bad guy in Devil's Gate, which is another movie. Or maybe a TV show.
Well, it is a sign of a good actor.
Yeah, that means he's just a great actor.
He has range.
Yeah,
but if it's somebody you really, really like J-Lo, I don't want to see J-Lo be a bad chick. I don't.
Why?
Has she ever played a bad girl?
I can't think of anything. She's been a cop. She's been. I can't think of anything that she's been a villain in.
The show's range, though.
I know, but I don't know. I just kind of hold her over here, and
she often plays like the independent woman, damsel in distress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I can handle.
Rachel McAdams, she was a bad girl in Mean Girls, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And she turned out to be one of the most loved movie characters of all time in The Notebook.
Yep.
So she does just fine.
Mm.
Jimmy Kimmel found some people with names that match their jobs perfectly. Did you guys hear him do this?
No.
Check this out.
We scoured the country for people with names that match their jobs. This gentleman is a volunteer firefighter.
Les McBurney.
Les McBurney. Perfectly named dentist. Hello there. How are you?
I am Dr. Chip Silvertooth.
Perfectly named contractor.
Hi, my name is Paul Schwinghammer.
That is
great.
Awesome.
Paul Schwinghammer.
Schwinghammer.
How can you not know him and smile?
Right. Absolutely.
Schwinghammer contractor.
See, and I always thought some people just change their names because of their job.
No, I guess these people probably had it.
No, especially not DJs.
Well, a lot of time back when you got your name originally, didn't they do it based upon what you did for a living?
Did they?
And that's how I remember. That's why you have somebody whose last name is Farmers because their family were farmers.
Right. Oh, okay.
Or, you know, blacksmith or black. Those kind of things were derivatives of what their jobs were.
Right.
See, that'd be cool. Weren't you talking to Justin back there?
Oh my gosh, I walked in on the most ridiculous conversation between Nick, our associate producer, and Justin. They have a podcast together called Shut Up, and I don't know if they were doing a bit or if they were being serious. But
were they arguing?
Yes.
About what?
Over what Justin's going to name his children if he should ever have them.
Oh, he probably shouldn't.
And we were both and Nick was saying,
he's so young, he doesn't know.
He wants children. He said, if you name your child these names, it's going to ruin their lives. It'll affect them when they go to get a job. And mm-hmm. Justin can't understand why a person's name affects whether or not they get a job.
It can't.
What do you
It doesn't
decided?
Make sense to me. Yes.
How old are
I
you?
I am 23.
Okay.
And you've already have names picked up for children.
I do. And these are names that like really struck a chord
Share
in my
them.
Soul
so
and my heart.
It doesn't have anything to do with your partner.
No. And no. I
you've decided.
I think, okay. So my child names.
Are these
I want
male
to,
or female children? Or does
one,
it matter?
One boy, one girl, I believe. Okay. And it is Daffodil and Periwinkle.
Daffodil
and Periwinkle. Okay. And so my son will be named, Daffodil. And you can call him Phil. Daffo.
Well, okay, now the other day you
Dill.
Were saying
they're
going to
call him Daffy.
Daffy or Dill.
Dill.
Oh, Dill?
Dill is so cute.
Imagine a little boy named Daffodil, what his life
oh
is going
gosh,
to be
like. Oh my
gosh,
it'd be so cute. Could you imagine Daffodil? Can you please go find your nest and sit down?
Yo, Daffy.
Your nest?
No.
Like, what elementary teachers tell their students when they
have a little nest.
They go, okay, little birds, find your nest.
Okay.
So he's a flower.
Hey,
so,
Dill
yes,
pickle.
And then Periwinkle's a flower too, and that'd be a little girl, and her, and then you could call her Periwinkle.
Periwinkle's a girl name?
Perry.
And
I'm going to say yes.
Perry's cute.
Perry's kind of cute. Perry Winkle.
I could get on board with Dill.
Yeah, no. Dill would be so cool.
I like Dill.
But my fiance son, Dylan, nicknamed Dill. Uh-huh. Dill, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But his name's not Daffodil.
Yep. And see.
You don't think it would present any problems like on a job application?
I don't think so. I believe, well, I'm not going to have kids till I'm probably like maybe 10, 12, 15 years down the line.
Okay.
And I believe times will be changed.
See, he thinks we've evolved so much as a society that that stuff doesn't matter. And I said, why would you risk your child's future with that? Because like Nick and I were saying, you have two job applicants. Mm-hmm. There's your paper. You got Daffodil and you've got Henry.
Now, Henry, come on in. Yeah, you're hired.
Henry sounds boring and Daffodil's memorable. And
depends on the job.
And if the credentials on Daffodil are better and higher than Henry,
they might not get the interview.
Choose.
Imagine if they're
Kelly's saying they won't even get the interview. Daffodil?
You automatically, it conjures up images of a child of hippies, so he probably doesn't even wear shoes to work. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. it's just you can't help it.
No,
we're taught not to make snap judgments,
but we do.
You cannot help it. There's something, it's just a snap judgment you make.
I'm getting my children ready for life, and life isn't easy.
So you start
so when
off,
you grow up with a name that ain't easy, that's gonna be a tough flower.
How can you
say
right now what you're gonna, how much you're gonna change in 15 years? That you're certain that's what you're gonna name children.
If that's what you are saying,
I mean,
it's
I name my kids
a tough life.
I name my
but
kids.
I believe it won't.
I name my kids after names for my son that I thought would sound cool on the loudspeaker during a football game.
See, there's.
Could you imagine that roll call though? We got Henry. We got Jill. Kara, Sydney, Jenna, Daffodil.
So you're saying all these other names are basic?
Yes, they are. Very basic. Smith.
My name wasn't basic when I was named when I was little.
No,
Jenna is
a
basic name.
Well, Justin, when I was born, it wasn't that common.
Periwinkle going to be on the poll, first of all.
Really?
Periwinkle
to the stage?
Yeah.
Winkle to the stage. Coming in here being offensive, Jenna's a basic name. Your name's Justin.
I know. I'm not saying my name is so basic.
Yeah.
Very basic.
And how did that scar you?
Huh?
It didn't scar me,
but I would have liked a cool name.
What name would you like?
We'll call you anything you want.
You want to call? To choose my... No, that's a lot of pressure to choose my name.
Well, dude,
now,
haven't
I was
thought
stuck
of it?
With Justin.
We're going to start calling you Daffodil and see how it
there
affects
we go.
Your life.
I would love to be called Daffodil.
Oh, how about Daffy?
That's it.
Oh, come over.
Part-time Daffodil.
Flower. No, not the part-time.
Part-time Daffodil.
No, wait. Part-time still stays.
I guarantee
Dill.
You. We can take
I'm full-time.
We could take call after call from people.
Yeah.
Especially if you have like a normal name. Let's say like Stephanie. And their parents decide, we're going to spell it different. And you spend your whole life after saying, no, it's S-C-H-T-E-P-H-E-E-N-N, Stephanie. You know, it's just like horrible.
You know, this is an easy solution. We send Justin out to get a job with the name Daffodil.
It would be
Let's
so.
See how it
we
goes.
Should.
Yeah, it's so memorable, and they're going to be like, "Wait, are you
just
really serious?
Not even in person. You submit the application by paper. They won't even look at you."
And Justin,
oh, wait till they see this beautiful resume
Justin,
I got.
Did you? Nick was just telling me in my ear. Did you want to name a kid Balcony as well?
Those were jokes. Those were jokes.
Oh yeah,
I had two names, Balcony and Shavasana, as other potential names. But then I was like, Balcony would be a dumb name for a kid. Yeah. But ooh, Daffodil, that sounds like a star.
Hold on a second. Hi, Susie.
Hi.
What did your friend name their kid?
Actually, it's where I used to manage a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And I actually didn't hire this person. But so I come in one day, and they're like, okay, you have a new hire ready to train today. He introduced himself as Jack. Well, his badge said Jolly Jack. Like, is that a nickname? He's like, no, that's my name, Jolly Jack.
Jolly Jack.
Jolly Jack.
As a police officer.
He got the job, though.
Yeah.
Who arrested you? Jolly Jack. I got arrested by Jolly Jack, man.
Hey, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
That name makes me happy.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us if your parents named you something and it ruined your life.
Yeah, if your name ruined your life.
Yeah. You think you can't get jobs because of what your parents named you. We want to hear your name. Or does your name match your profession?
We got Daffodil on line one.
Or how has your name got you to where you are today?
Or
even
how
if it was
has
complex?
It scarred you for life?
Okay, half glass full, y'all. Some positivity.
We want to hear your weird names. Justin, Balcony.
These are not weird.
Okay.
Well, Balcony was. That's out. That's in the garbage.
Okay, we'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
30 minutes away from Beat Shazam and $1,000. About 20 minutes away from Caroline's Obsessions this week. But we're talking about names right now.
Mm-hmm.
So Jimmy Kimmel found people whose names matched their jobs perfectly, which got us into the topic that Kelly heard in the back between part-time Justin and producer Nick about what Justin wanted to name his kids when and if he ever has any. And he wanted to go with Daffodil and
Periwinkle.
Yeah, so we wanted to hear from you.
Yeah, we want to hear
about your name. You know, anything. Did your name ruin your life?
Yeah. Or did you just have a funny name?
Do you hate your name? Do you love your name?
I just want to hear great names. But from the text, this is for Justin. I can tell you as a teacher, those kids will get their butts kicked.
Oh,
it's sad, but it's true. Yeah. What you name your kids does affect them on the playground.
Yeah, for sure.
This one came in and said, Bruno Mars has a strange first and last name, but no one cares, and he's super successful. See, no, that's not his name, though.
That's not his real name.
His name is Peter Hernandez.
Yeah.
He goes by Bruno Mars on stage. Just like Tom Cruise, I don't believe that's his real name.
It's Tom Mapother. Yeah. I don't know how you say it out in that. Mapother.
Oh. Most celebrities have different names.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx is not Jamie Foxx.
No, it's not.
Eric Bishop.
And it just shows they changed their name to be more memorable or shorter in
of
some
course.
Cases.
Yeah. That was a big deal when everybody found out about Jamie Foxx's real name recently again. You know, it goes through cycles.
What did you say it was?
Eric Bishop is his real name.
Which is a cool name, actually.
Not as cool as Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx, yeah, because, well, we're just so used to saying it, for one thing.
Yeah. Hi, Kid Craddock, Morning Show. My mom has a friend named Surprise, and her daughter's name is Truth.
Surprise and Truth. All right.
Those are cool names, I guess.
Truth.
Hi, Destiny Faith.
Hi.
So your given name's Destiny Faith.
Yes.
Has it helped
Miley
you?
Cyrus was Destiny Hope.
Oh, yeah.
And she changed it legally.
She did.
Has
it's a very hard name to live up to.
Yeah.
And a lot of people ask if I just got off the pole.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Destiny did you? Faith. No.
Same.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I'm an executive assistant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
So if you could go back, would you rather be named something else? I mean, I know that's your name now, but would you have chosen something else for yourself?
I just got a lot of, I'm like a really basic white girl, and I got a lot of the stereotypical that nobody thought I was a basic white girl.
Yeah.
So, no, I think I would stick with Destiny. I just wish my parents did it 10 years later, where it wasn't so weird.
Yeah.
I feel you. Destiny Faith, that sounds good, though. I still like that.
That does kind of sound Polish.
You just stick with the
stop
one.
It.
Not from Destiny.
She's our listener, and she doesn't like that.
She's not from Poland. All right, let's go with Bethany. Hi, Bethany.
Hello.
How you doing?
Now, Bethany's not weird.
Hey. Now, Bethany's
no.
Normal name for Bethany. Is this about your friend?
This is about a friend of mine that I've known for a very long time. We used to be co-workers in a restaurant together.
What's her name?
Her name is Treasure. And Treasure went along with the flow, and she named her three children Sky Blue, which is her son. Her oldest daughter is Phoenix Raven, and her youngest
Raven.
Phoenix Raven.
Oh, okay.
And her youngest daughter is Ocean Treasure.
Well, there you go. So it did. Yeah. She embraced it and went with it.
That's a long name to yell. Yeah. When you're yelling for your kid, Ocean Treasure.
I know, because you got to go first and middle name when you're yelling at your kids every time. I like Treasure though.
I like Treasure.
I don't know.
I always think about, you know, saying that name, introducing them to my mom.
Uh-huh.
I think about that. I think about those moments that you need to say that name.
Yeah.
You know, I always think about that.
You have a built-in, like, honey nickname, though, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Treasure.
My parents blessed me with the name John Jacob Schmidt.
No! John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
That one's from the text right there. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that one, actually. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Hey.
So,
long time listener. Been listening to y'all since 98, y'all.
Nice.
My man.
Well, thanks, man. We really appreciate it.
Hey, great. This is awesome. So, I'm a recruiter in the Navy, right?
Yeah.
And I had a guy who came in and wanted to join the Navy. I'm not kidding. His first name was Bumblebee, and his middle name was Starscream.
Wait, Starscream?
Those hippies.
Bumblebee Starscream?
His parents mostly.
So did you have to yell that out?
No, he did end up going in, but I don't think he lasted very long. I don't think he made it out of boot camp.
They would not with that name.
You can't make it out of boot camp if you're named Bumblebee.
Bumblebee Starscream?
You can't. You can't.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
And Bumblebee's a transformer.
Yeah.
Hey,
he was
boy.
Named after a transformer.
Yeah. Oh, no. And Starscream is a bad guy.
What? Really?
So Bumblebee, Starscream, that's all from Transformers?
Right. Starscream's
a Decepticon. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Bumblebee's a transformer.
Crazy. I didn't know that either.
Luckily, we have Trey, who knows all about Transformers, hooking it up with that knowledge.
I'm a nerd.
Thanks for calling, Brandon. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Brandon. Do you still
that
keep in touch with him?
Weird.
You still... Oh, he went.
Bye, Brandon.
I wonder if he's still
Who are you hanging out with tonight?
That
Bumblebee.
That was a weird one.
Bumblebee. I did have a guy who I went to high school with who got... Unfortunately, he was made fun of because of his name. And I don't think his parents knew that it was going to be that bad. But his name was On, A-N-H, and his last name was Ho. H-O.
On Ho.
And so, unfortunately for him, his parents moved from South Korea.
Yeah, where it's a common.
Where it's a common name. He moves over here, and kids are making fun of him. And he hated it. And you could tell he hated it.
Hmm.
And he's actually a nice guy. This is a cool name right here. Francis, you hated your name?
Yeah, I sure did.
Why? What's wrong with Francis?
Justin, don't do it. You know, I ended up fighting my way from elementary school all the way through high school because of my name.
Oh. And Francis isn't even the weirdest thing. It's just because it's a girl name?
Well, yeah, more it's a girl name. You know, I got teased by the boys, you know, playing football in high school and stuff like that. You know, I got kind of beat down and, you know, led to a 30-year military service. You know, I'm still working for the military up at Fort Sill. So
do you have any kids yet?
Yeah, I do. One of the reasons why I, when I decided to have kids, I was like, you know, I'm going to give my boys, especially a real strong name.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you go?
And I ended up naming him Thor.
Oh, wow.
Thor!
Can't get any more masculine than that.
Thunder. Yeah.
Does he live up to that name?
Oh, yeah. He was born in Pisa, Italy when I was stationed over there.
Yeah.
Camp Darby. And he was actually the biggest baby born in Pisa's history. He weighed 12 pounds, 3 ounces.
Whoa, that is Thor.
It is Thor.
Oh, you dropped the hammer on that one,
sir. Mama was Thor.
Mom still hurts.
Thor made you sore, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe it's Thor with a lisp. She's like, name him Thor.
I'm so Thor. Oh, God.
Cam Newton, the quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, named his son a name that he has to live up to now, Chosen. Kid's name's Chosen.
Well,
that's deep.
Especially when your dad's actually good.
Yeah, the Chosen One.
Yeah. Hi, Julie.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Doing great. So you got a lot of prank calls growing up. Why?
My last name, Hooker.
Oh, no.
Y'all talk about people that are named after the professions. Not true in this case. Not true.
Oh, good. That's good. You keep walking that straight line, Ms. Hooker.
Yeah, growing up, I got married, and my first husband's last name was Fart, and my second husband's last name was Hullet. So I was an ex-hooker who got Fart for the whole of it.
Oh.
All right, are you doing a bit?
Wait.
At least your first name is Naima.
Stop up. It is real.
It is real.
It is.
Your names are real, Kelly.
Fart's a deal breaker for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If your name's Fart, I can't do
Fart?
That.
I think that's what she said her first name, name was.
I know. I would just go with Bart.
Or something. Sometimes you're able to change your name for a reason.
I couldn't do it. I'm sorry if that's your last name. We're not getting married. I couldn't do it.
I would change it to a sound. It wouldn't even be the name. My name's Jose.
I swear we're going to get into a time period where people are going to start naming their children emojis.
Oh, no.
I really think that that's going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
Like, our whole language is going to turn into just emojis. Yeah. It's going downhill, and someone's just going to name their kid the poop emoji. And that's it. And then we're done. And then our race is just, that's it.
I'm being told, good luck pronouncing this correctly, but it just looks like Chelsea to me. Chelsea?
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with your name, Chelsea?
Chelsea?
I know. It's actually pronounced Chelsea.
Chelsea?
Chelsea, yeah. But it obviously it's spelled just like Chelsea. So every day of my life when I introduce myself, I say Chelsea. And then they ask how to spell it. And I spell it C-H-E-L-S-E-A. And then they're like, wait, isn't that Chelsea? And I'm like, yeah, and it, you know, and then I have to go into the story about how my mom, when she had me, she was looking at me, and she's like, you know, without the E at the end, it looks so bad. I don't want, you know, I don't want you to be named like that. And so she put an E in it. She's like, it looks so much prettier.
Well. That's Chelsea, but it looks like Chelsea.
And then you have to say Chelsea to everyone so they can spell it.
Every single time. Man. Thank you, Chelsea. Chelsea. Kiki, you worked at a prison?
I did.
So
good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So you probably ran into a lot of funny names out there, huh?
I did. There were some really great ones, and I wish I could tell you my last name, and my name's really not Kiki, but...
Okay, but these were inmates' names?
Yes.
So it might have had something... Do you think their weird names had anything to do with them being incarcerated?
Possibly. How would we know?
You're going to love this. One was named Marijuana. Like, that was his... Their legal names. Like,
that
they have
awful.
To...
That's sad.
They had to provide legal names, and he was an older man and wanted to change it. We were trying to fix that before he released so he could have a yard cleaning agency. Like, he wanted to do lawn work or whatever. I was like, nobody's going to hire a guy named Marijuana.
Some guys would.
Probably cut the weeds.
Yeah, so his mom even apologized. She's like, I'm sorry, I was high when I had you.
Oh, that's honest.
And I had another guy named 8-Ball.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
They should hang out.
Yeah, they hated each other. And I had a visitor whose name was LaDasha, and it was LaDasha. And these were legal names. Like, they had to provide
with
legal documents.
But you had to pronounce,
LaDasha.
Yeah.
That's sad.
LaDasha.
Yes. Like, we had to run background checks on these people before they could ever be approved, and like, her name was...
We haven't run out. I mean, we started doing cars and stuff, so we can still go with that thing. We got Kia.
Yeah.
You got Mercedes.
Porsche.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got those worked out.
Those names were before the cars, though, weren't they? The cars are named after the
people?
Yeah, one
of the girls I worked with was named La Porsche. She's one of my favorite people.
La Porsche.
You just put
La in there.
Yeah, so, French girl.
They're going to, don't name your kids Marijuana or 8-Ball. No.
That's a good rule of thumb.
They might not end up finding jobs there easily.
Our cousin named Crackhead Curtis. Legal.
Crackhead was his first name?
Yeah.
That's his nickname.
Oh, okay, sorry. All right. Keep those names coming on the text if you keep hearing funny ones. Man, that's weird.
Yep.
There are people walking around with those names.
Marijuana.
So remember, what you name your kids sticks with them until they cannot change it.
Hi, Marijuana.
Hi, 8-Ball. coming up next, Caroline Craddock will make her way into the studio and give us her latest obsessions. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
$1,000 coming up with Beat Shazam here in a few minutes, but right now it's all about Caroline Craddock.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
It's an obsession.
You're my obsession.
You make
your
obsession. Hey, Caroline.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
I love your activewear.
Activewear. Thanks.
Looking active today.
Very active.
What you doing?
I'm feeling active.
You got some obsessions for us this week?
I sure do.
Yeah?
I do. Al, I wanted to follow up with you on SoulCycle. How are you feeling?
My legs are a little stiffer today, a little more sore today than they were yesterday. Even my arms are a little stiff because we cycled and then we did weights while we were doing cycling part of it.
There was rumors, Caroline. I heard a rumor that Big Al was cheating during SoulCycle.
He wasn't cheating.
He wasn't cheating. He just wasn't pushing himself to the full limit.
He wasn't doing 100%.
To try to be his very best.
Yeah, and our instructor picked on him a little bit because of it.
That stuff hurts my private parts too much.
And then he put me in the front row center.
No, like, I put you there. Actually,
oh, okay. I'm right in front of the trainer.
So yell at Caroline.
Yes. Yeah, it was my fault. Well, the part of SoulCycle that makes it hard is you turn up your resistance on the bike. So it feels like sometimes you're in sand and stuff, and he just wouldn't turn it up.
So
the
up a little bit.
Trainer would come over and
do it for him.
I was pacing.
I don't blame him.
He did good.
Himself.
He did good.
Yeah.
I'm proud
I would do the same thing. I'm not twisting that little knob, making it harder.
I was there.
Yeah,
he was
there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's all that matters. He could not get out of there fast enough, y'all. We had like food and stuff after and drinks.
Nope.
He was like, okay, boy. And I just see this hot pink shirt like literally running in the parking lot.
Out. I'm cycling out. Yep. Soul is out.
He was bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, so I always start with a song.
Yes.
And this is an artist that I'm calling. She's going to be big. Okay. And I said this about Maren Morris, and I feel the same way about this girl.
Hallelujah.
Her name is Jillian Jacqueline. She's a country artist, and I'm just all about the girl power in country music because it's very rare. It's kind of a boys' world in country music right now. So her name is Jillian Jacqueline, and I have a song, Reasons Why. It's kind of all over the place right now, and it's very, very good.
We've got all our
like it.
Sounds like a country lord.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of living a lie. So screw all
of our reasons why. She could definitely cross over with that song.
Yeah.
That's a lovely song.
Yeah, so I actually, so in Nashville, they have these things called writer's rounds where songwriters sit like 3 to 4 people on a stage and they all take turns and sing the songs that they've written. So I saw her in a writer's round like 2014, and I remember being like, oh my gosh, she's so good. I need to remember her. And now she's kind of blowing up.
That is awesome. Really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so I love seeing that. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So I love her. Okay, so one thing y'all kind of touched on, but I wanted to dive into it a little bit more that I'm obsessed with is the Drake Bell and Josh Peck drama.
Oh, I've been keeping up with this.
It's like my childhood has resurfaced. These two people have literally been hiding under a rock for the last 10 years as far as I'm concerned. Like, I forgot they existed.
Yeah, and now, who are they? Because I didn't watch Drake and Josh was the show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a sitcom. It came out, I think, like 2004. So I was in high school. And I remember I would turn it on occasionally. It was very like Beavis and Butthead, like silly.
Goofy
humor.
Guy humor.
Goofy.
Yeah.
And then Josh went and got hot. And because he was the fatter guy.
He was
bigger, and then he lost all this weight. And now he's a babe.
And Drake was the heartthrob on the show, right? He was the guy, the ladies' man.
Yeah, and now he's all tatted up, and he's a rock star.
And all he ever does is fight with his fans on Twitter, or I guess they wouldn't be fans, because that's all he does.
Yeah, he's trying to stay
Justin
relevant.
Bieber and all this stuff is crazy.
So what happened? Yeah, the wedding, right?
Yeah, so Josh got married and didn't invite Drake Bell to the wedding. So he had this tweet that said, "True colors have come out today. Message is loud and clear. Ties are officially cut. I'll miss you, brother."
Oh.
But what was funny was a couple weeks before they were doing Man Crush Monday, and it was each other. So everyone thought they were still friends. But then Josh Peck came out and was like, "I haven't talked to him in 3 years. I'm not going to invite him to my wedding. He needs to not be so upset, you know?"
Yeah.
So I just...
Sometimes you have a limit.
Guys get that upset about not being invited to another guy's wedding?
Yeah, guys, I don't see why guys get upset about that. Guys hate weddings. I guess it's just the fact of being invited.
I'm happy to not be invited.
But when it's a celebrity wedding and you want your name out there.
Yeah, he needs to stay relevant as much as
he can. John Stamos was there, Al.
That's fine.
Well, and that's why he got upset, too, because John Stamos got invited and he didn't.
They just worked together.
Yeah, they all worked together. So... I just think it's hilarious.
He deleted that tweet,
resurfaced.
Right?
Yeah, he did. Oh. Yeah.
But the damage was done, JC.
It's all done.
Yeah, it's done.
I miss you, brother.
They're both very hurt. Anyway.
What else are you obsessed with?
Okay, so Ashley Sievert is a makeup artist in New Orleans. And I met her because we do this Kids Glam events where we go to hospitals and give the kids in the hospitals makeovers to girls.
Oh, you guys were cheering me and Boss Man George in the cornhole tournament that we almost won.
No, that was my friend Devin, but that's okay.
Never mind.
So she has a makeup line, and so she provided makeup for our kids for Kids Glam. Mm-hmm. And then she ended up sending me some stuff. And I get a lot of stuff from people to try. And this is, her stuff is awesome. So she has this mineral velvet cream foundation, and it's like a mousse, and it's awesome. It's amazing. It's one of my favorite things. I wear it in Disney World when we go, and it I sweat so bad and my makeup stays put.
You don't melt?
Nope, I don't melt. Oh, and then her whole thing is the concealer. I know I'm talking to you guys and you don't really care about makeup, but
I'm trying to listen because my wife likes makeup, so I like to buy her stuff.
I'm trying to listen. He's
looking at me he's trying so hard, and I appreciate it so much.
JC's being a good husband.
He's
right
being
now.
So sweet. He's smiling and nodding at me, which I really do appreciate.
I'm taking it in for me.
No, he's being so sweet right now.
It's a mousse that you put on your face and it doesn't melt off and you sweat.
Exactly. Thank you, JC. Yeah, so some of the things they say concealer should go on before your foundation, but Ashley's saying is that she puts on concealer.
Oh, yeah,
after.
Never.
Yeah.
I always put on after.
I always do, too.
Yeah.
So it makes your eyes brighter. She has this under eye brightener that's amazing.
Concealer after foundation.
Yeah, that's her thing. She likes a really light under eye, which I do, too, because it makes you look way more awake.
Make a note of
that. So check her out, Ashley Sievert, SIEVERT.com. Okay, so at the International Wine Challenge, which is like the Oscars of wine,
yeah,
they have this wine that won like a ton of awards. It is $8. And guess what brand it is?
Silver Oak.
No, I wish.
I thought it was maybe
that was
Silver
kid's
Oak.
Favorite wine.
No, I would love that.
What is it?
Aldi.
Opus.
Oh. Aldi.
Aldi.
What's that?
Like the grocery store.
The discount grocery store.
It's $8, and it was voted like one of the best wines in the world. Well, and it's a rosé. So rosé is like all we drink during the summer by the pool, and it's literally $8, and it's so good.
Huh.
Best wine in the world.
$8.
Cool.
Yeah, so go check that out. It's a great by the pool wine or like, you know, whatever.
Aldi.
Rosé.
Right. Now we can afford rosé, guys.
But bring a quarter. You can't use a shopping cart.
Huh? You can't.
Yeah,
what?
You put a quarter to unlock the shopping cart. You have to put a quarter in it, and then when you return it, you can get your quarter back.
Yeah,
or you can be a nice person and leave it for the next person.
That's actually pretty cool that they do that.
Charge you for the shopping cart,
and you have to bring your own bags
because
the
stuff's so discount.
I see.
So if you see a homeless person with an Aldi cart,
he had a quarter,
you know that they at least paid for it, right? So they didn't really steal it.
Is that how that works?
They have these locks on it. If you like at the 99 cents only store, if you start pushing, like if I park in the far corner of the 99 cents only store, if there's a lot of people there that day, my shopping cart won't make it the whole way because the wheels are locked.
You ever consider like not going when it's that crowded?
Right.
You know what? You got to get the stuff when it's good. Everybody knows.
All right, so we got some wine for you. We got a nice food for you. Some makeup and a song from.
And where Kelly parks at the 99 cents store,
which
the
is
back corner.
Much more important.
The 99 cents store.
If it's that crowded, I'm not going in.
We'll post Caroline's obsessions up at KidNation.com. But right now, let's hook you up with $1,000. It's time to play Beat Shazam.
All right.
Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-KID.
Identify the song, just the title, and you'll win $1,000. What caller number would you like, Caroline?
15.
Caller number 15, you get the first shot next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's give away this $1,000 here. Beat Shazam.
Kind of excited about this game because I've actually, 50% of the time, I've actually got the answer.
50% of the time, you get it right every time.
And that's
better than Al usually does in a game.
That's a lot better than me. Yes.
Now, we did play prior to the break, and Big Al Mack was wrong today.
I was wrong on the first guess, but then I got it on the second guess. So if I was calling number two, I would hit it.
Right.
Boom.
You would have had. Yeah. You would have had the song. So would you say it's an easy one today, Al?
Yes.
Oh, you would?
I would say. Just because I didn't get it does not mean it's not easy.
That's right. All right, let's find out here. Yahara?
Yes?
Yahara?
Did I say your name right?
Oh, my gosh. It's Yahaira, but I make it easier for y'all. No. It's Yahara.
Yes. Oh, no, Yahaira. Okay. We're going to say it right.
Yahaira.
Yahaira. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. How exciting.
I know, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, here's how the game works. You're trying to beat Shazam. We're going to play you a song. When it cuts off, that means Shazam has identified. At that point, I will ask you to name the song, and if you can do it, you'll get yourself $1,000. Pretty easy, right?
Yes, hopefully.
Okay. Yahaira, you ready?
Yes.
Love that name. All right, here is your song. Call your name 2 or 3 times in the row. Name that song.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we ran out of time.
Yahaira. I know you know it, too. I know you know it.
We've all heard the song. We all know the song. It's just tough when you're put on the spot like that.
Yep.
Yahaira, you have a wonderful day. It was a pleasure talking with you. Let's move on here with Casey. Hi, Casey.
Hello.
Welcome.
Oh, my gosh. This is so crazy.
Yay.
Hey. It's crazy.
Isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys. I listen every single morning.
Thank you.
Aw. Well, you have a chance to win $1,000 now, so we could pay you for all the listening you've done. Here is...
Okay.
Are you ready for the song?
Let's do it.
All right. You just need to give us the song title. Here you go. Call your name 2 or 3 times in the row. Name that song.
Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
That is correct, girlfriend.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
What are you going to do with $1,000, girl?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so poor. I'm going to pay all my bills. It's
going to
be great.
Shout out, right?
Yeah. Well, try to save a little bit and buy yourself something nice, though.
Well, she can with her money.
Maybe.
Just, use it for the bills.
Pay off
nice.
Bills, then run them back up again.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be great.
Good.
Are you at work already, Casey?
I am on my way to work. I was at Starbucks when I called in, and I was like, okay, guys, hurry. I'm on the phone with Kid Craddock.
Oh, what's your Starbucks order? You go with a crazy one, or?
No, I just got like a little breakfast sandwich and a pike roast. I'm trying to drink black coffee, you know, cut out sugar and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Al does that. Yeah,
I do that grande pike every weekend.
I try
life
for a week.
Life is too short to skip the cream.
Yeah.
I look forward to my coffee dirtied up in the morning so much.
I sacrifice, in other words, I tried that too, but I'm like, I'm going to enjoy my coffee, dang it.
Yeah.
I want it sweet and I want it creamy.
I don't want
You can't taste it. You can't taste the coffee. What do you put all that?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
It's big time. It's honestly coffee.
It's still coffee.
It's the thing I look most forward to every morning.
Yes, yeah. I'm not changing it.
Casey, you hang on. We'll get you all set up. That way you can buy a bunch of coffee if you want. Every time I take a sip, when it's just black, it's just...
Did you try the thing I told you about? I'm trying black coffee for 10 straight days. Because that's how I started.
I
drank it black for 10 straight days.
I believe that I could get acquire the taste and get accustomed to it. But I love coffee with Splenda. And I use obviously not dairy creamer, but I love it. It's like dessert.
And maybe it's because I'm not a coffee drinker because I'm reasonably new and I just started probably about a year ago. But I tried that for a week, Al. I tried the black coffee. And every time it would be like when you first start drinking beer and you can't handle it. And it just never got better.
Yeah, I want to we got to get up early for work. Everyone.
Yeah.
You know, it's early. And if you like it,
indulge.
You have a moment that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the afternoon coffee drinker sometimes puzzles me because, like, especially when the weather is hot. Now, weather's cold, I kind of get it. But 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then you're getting a hot...
It's because I'm dragging. If I'm getting coffee at that time of day, I'm dragging.
Yeah, Kelly and I are exactly the same with coffee. I'll drink coffee in the afternoon sometimes, and I only drink hot coffee. So I get hot.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be driving, I can't... That's why I wait to get to work, because coffee sometimes...
Yeah. Dude. Oh, yeah. I got
it. It sneaks up on you.
Sometimes. Spills? The stomach.
No.
Oh.
It just hits you the wrong way.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It scares me.
Oh.
Every single time. That's why I don't drink coffee in public. I don't drink at a restaurant.
I don't drink coffee in public. What?
I just get too scared.
It does that to you immediately?
Yeah.
Wow.
It would be like within 5 minutes.
Al, do you drink coffee after dinner? Ever?
Like if I'm in a fancy restaurant and the fancy white people I'm with are doing it, then I'm
I felt so mature when I started drinking coffee after dinner.
I remember when my girlfriend first did it. You know, when you're a teenager and you're becoming an adult. And she ordered, we were at Shoney's, and she ordered a coffee after dinner. Fancy. And I was like, I was like,
decaf?
So taken aback. And she sat there being all, she's trying to act like an adult. She ordered a cup of coffee. And I was like, wow, that's like an adult transition.
But again, it's like instead of in lieu of dessert sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. My mother Price would always order Sanka.
What's Sanka?
Sanka, it's an old lady thing. It's a decaf coffee. She'd always order. You didn't order decaf. You say, I have a Sanka.
Which is, why drink coffee if you get it decaffeinated?
Because you like the flavor of it, and it's a nice thing to end your meal with.
My grandma was weird. She would get coffee, decaf coffee, but she would put these caffeine pills inside of it.
What's
the point? Why don't you just get real coffee?
That's a lot of trouble.
Yeah. And then one time when I was like 4, I found her caffeine pills and I took them
all. Uh-oh. No, what happened?
I started hallucinating and had to take me to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I took a lot of caffeine.
Grandma was unhealthy. Didn't she smoke back-to-back cigs all day long?
Oh, yeah. She was back-to-back
smoker. In the shower she would smoke?
She said, because she had them in this little gold, she wore it around her neck like on a necklace, but it was a container and it had probably...
That's pretty cool. That's fashionable.
Pills. It was pretty thick too. So she probably had about 20 of them in there.
She's like a dealer.
And you only had to take one to get the energy. And I guess I found them. I opened it up and they tasted... I remember they were sweet and I ate them all. And then next thing I know, my mom said I was acting drunk and saying I could see spiders.
Maybe it was saccharin pills. Because a lot of saccharin used to come like that, or it still does, and you might have just got a real big sugar high.
Have you seen Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah.
Was your grandma like that, Grandma?
I mean, she might have been. I was very young.
That's what I imagined.
Oh, man. I was seeing spiders. I had to go pump my stomach, I think.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, don't leave pills out and about when there's little kids.
Well, I think that's a safe statement.
Yeah, it's bad news bears right there when you do that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it could have been bad. I was hallucinating spiders.
It's a miracle you're with us today.
My mom was laughing at me because she thought it was cute and funny. And my uncle was like, no, I think he's sick.
Just discover why you faint all the time.
Maybe. That could have started it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a fainting goat.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got some premieres on TV for you tonight.
Okay. What you
You're looking for something to watch. Boy Band. We've been talking about show. They're going to be putting together a boy band. That premieres on ABC tonight at 8.
Nick Carter and Ginger Spice, right?
Or yeah, Baby Spice.
Baby Spice.
Emma, yeah. And Timbaland's on it. And Rita is going to be the host.
Rita Ora.
They're taking all the hosting jobs and giving them to actual celebrities. And not letting...
What's up with that?
Yeah. Why don't you give the common folk a chance, you know, here? That'd be nice. Also, Hollywood Game Night, the fifth season premiere of that. I'm not a big fan of that show.
I've seen that one.
They get a bunch of celebrities together and they play games. Jane Lynch was hosting it.
Some of it's fun, but then it's just some of it's so cheesy. I don't know.
We also have the second season premiere of my favorite game show, besides Beat Shazam, The Wall.
Okay, yeah.
So this show is where they drop the balls down. It's like a big size Plinko, and they could win.
Yeah, it's more, a Plinko.
It could be millions of dollars if they get lucky enough with
the
questions.
You're watching people play Plinko.
But it's the way they do it, it's very well produced. LeBron James had something to do with that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
That was his brainchild sitting in the hotel room one day watching
Plinko, watching Price is
Right. Price is Right.
He's going to be dropping balls.
Yeah.
Bob Barker fell the other day.
I know.
He did?
He's getting very old.
Is he okay? Yeah, he's okay, but he's old. I mean, he's, what, 90, I think?
Yeah, he's up there.
He's up there. All right.
Did he break something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think.
Don't old people just fall, though?
Yeah, we get to a point. I mean, I fall now, and I'm not.
Yeah, I fall a lot more than I used to.
I just fall. I'm just walking and fall. Why not? Feel dramatic. I'm dramatic about it, too.
Because you try and skateboard around. You shouldn't be skateboarding on busy
streets.
That's very
true. That's
I should
true.
Be skateboarding on streets. That's where you skate, is on streets.
Not on busy streets, downhills, going fast.
We don't do it in super busy streets.
You fall down, go boom.
Yeah, we fall down, go boom, Kelly. Speaking of noises, Gong Show's on tonight.
No, really?
Gong.
Yeah, so, that's a good impression of a gong right there.
Yeah, we talked
if I
about
heard one.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday because y'all hadn't heard of it.
No.
It kind of like America's Got Talent and American Idol, I think, rolled into one in a very cheesy way.
A lot of comedians got on there and they were like paid to be part of it, to come out there and be really bad. So
yeah.
They'd get gonged.
Yeah.
And that was part of the fun.
Yeah.
Oh, they had
Oh, that's right. It's just a talent show with the gong.
Yeah, it's a talent show with a gong. It's exactly right. So the X is like an America's Got Talent or whatever. It's a big gong. And
I
a big
don't even
mallet.
Remember what the prize was. I was just a little kid when it was on. It was maybe $1,000. I don't remember what the prize was.
Oh, well, it's back now. I'm sure it's a little bit more than that.
Yeah, but I don't like they're doing it with Mike Myers, but he's not Mike Myers. He's a fake British or Canadian character. I don't know what he's being. Irish. I don't know what he is.
I don't know what he is either.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe he can't. Maybe he's not comfortable as himself.
But tonight you're probably not going to be watching TV, Kelly, because you and your fiance are doing the move-in.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I really haven't watched a lot of TV. Last night I went over to his apartment because, his kids are not staying there anymore. They're with their mom this week.
Yeah.
So, you know, as of this weekend, the movies are coming. And if it was like we had like a lot of time to be very meticulous about packing and labeling, I'm like, no, the movers are coming Saturday, babe. We got to get this crap out of here.
Yeah.
I'm just shoving stuff into boxes. And I ended up yelling at him. I had to apologize.
I
lost my
Facebook.
Temper because I'm like, you're driving me crazy right now. And so I'm sitting there and I said, why don't we just throw stuff away that we're not, you hold on to stuff because you can. Well, now we're having to combine two households. You got to throw some stuff away.
This is the time to get rid of stuff. Yeah.
So it came time to food, and he'd see me start to throw something in the trash. No, no. I'm like,
well, he's gonna eat it.
Huge, Alan. Let me do this. No, you can't throw. You are not throwing that away. And I would start looking at expiration dates. Babe, this expired in 2014. Ooh. That doesn't matter. He said it doesn't say expired. It says best if used by.
That's right.
Okay. He said that doesn't mean expired. And so, okay, I'm going to let him have that maybe.
But it's cereal or something.
Thank you. He says anything that's like pasta or rice-based that never expires. Never. Salt never expires, according to him. Sugar, never. And so then I found something from 2007.
Oh, okay, it's a good year.
Not only is it old, you're never going to use it.
It's 10 years old.
Wait, on that right moment.
This is a 90% full canister that's been sitting in the
what
back of your pantry.
It?
It's some sort of seasoning, spice, blend, something.
Oh.
It's been sitting there since 2007. You are not going
Again,
to use this.
Best Buy.
2007,
yeah,
a decade ago. Listen to me. I'm starting to yell again.
Yeah, you are.
I am yelling.
Is this
Why
the first time
I
you
yelling?
And Alan had a big yelling fight?
And this is the thing. Kelly saves money, you know, and she's if Kelly's fine throwing it away because it's never been opened, then be fine with it. Because and you, plus, it's not like you're wasteful.
But Jenna, we have nowhere to put everything. We're putting his pantry in my pantry that's already full. I'm like, we are not eating out for 6 months because we've got 17 instant macaroni and cheese. Mm. We have, you know, all this crap. And it's just like, you've got to let go of something. And I've let go of a lot of some things, too.
What was your the worst thing you had to get let go of? Do you remember?
Me? Oh, it's just like clothes and
just
stuff
clothes?
That you
okay.
just hold on to.
Yeah. You guys are sharing a closet.
Yeah, so we had to reconfigure the closet a little bit.
Right.
And I'm having to part with things. Just, you know, I have some things in my closet. Facebook has really rattled me to the core.
Yeah.
Because my memory from 9 years ago will pop up and I'm like, oh, I still wear that every day practically. You know, and it's like, I'm still wearing something that's that old.
Purging is so therapeutic.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Items. I'm sorry.
No, it is. It is.
I don't ever make myself throw up.
Purging,
but purging, I mean, I do it all the time. It's great. Just, you got to get rid of stuff.
Yeah, so it's been a big thing. And I have to go through again and purge because there's stuff I'm holding on to. I haven't worn it in 4 or 5 years, but I could hold on to it because I had room. Now I don't have room. And I got to get rid of this stuff.
I wonder if I have anything that could be Alan's 2007.
Try it. Go look. That was the oldest thing I found.
See. I might.
Al, you probably do because you don't touch anything in your fridge.
No,
or your pantry.
I have no idea what's in there.
But my point is, even if it's not expired, you're not using it.
Right. You could say now, the same about clothes, like you just said. I mean,
we're not using it now.
Something about throwing away condiments that you haven't even opened, and you're just like, oh, what a waste of money.
Yeah, you want to keep it just in case you need that.
Yeah, hats. And I'm just throwing stuff in boxes. He's like, it's going to be so difficult to sort through. I was like, I don't care. I just need to get it out of here and into my house. I'll worry about that later. Movers are coming Saturday. And that's my point, you know. And he's over there, well, I need to eat something. And so he's slicing. And now he's purposely.
Now he's hungry.
Purposely. He's slicing his tomato. I've never seen him so gingerly.
Now he wants to eat the 2007.
Slice the tomato. And I'm just inside. I'm just wanting to scream. But I've already yelled once, so I can't yell anymore. Yes. Slowly. I'm going to scramble some eggs on medium heat.
That's such a dude
thing.
You
know, and it's like, just nuts.
When you guys get hectic, we get super calm.
Yes.
That's what we like to do.
Prove a point.
No, just to show you, hey.
Maybe subconscious or whatever, like, it's not that big of a deal, babe. In the meantime, I'm just
passive.
Like, it's very passive aggressive. I was
you need
dying.
To just dude him a couple of times.
Yeah.
I did dude him
on the expiration
Alan
day.
Hates dude.
Immediately, don't dude me. I'm like, I don't even realize I do it.
Dude, 2007.
I'm like, dude, come on, 2007.
Dude, it's fine. Just keep cooking your tomatoes.
Yeah. Go ahead, slice another tomato, babe. Take your time.
So you had to substitute babe with dude. Yeah.
It's going nuts.
Sorry, dude.
Hey, so is it done, though? Is his apartment cleared out?
What? No, it's not done.
How much more?
He's are you finished helping?
He's like, I'm bushed, babe.
Oh,
haven't we done enough? And I'm like,
I've done enough.
So we get back to my house, and he's just like, I'm going to sit on the couch. I'm just so bush. I'm in there. I'm trying to organize the pantry. I was so mad.
I had the same thing when my wife and I were moving. And you guys get so mad because you'll be like, have you even done anything to pack? Have you? And I'm sitting there going like, actually, I have. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, wait, I haven't.
Yeah, right.
I haven't done crap.
Well, did you go get the boxes?
At least stand up and go through the motions, though.
Oh, you didn't even go get the boxes?
I didn't go get the
go
boxes.
Go get the bubble wrap?
You know what he's doing? Well, I am okay.
What?
I am in the kitchen, and I'm trying to find a place where I'm going to put all this damn macaroni and cheese. And he is in my bedroom. I hear him on my bed with his guitar. And she's climbing the stairs.
No way.
He's trying to pick out hotel, whatever, stairway to heaven.
Stairway to heaven.
I'm like,
dude.
Don't say a word. I'm just in there in the pantry. He's in there strumming on the guitar.
But you thought that was hot before.
Not when you're trying to move into my house. It's not hot.
Oh, you're at my house?
Our house, Kelly.
But you get up. You don't be playing the guitar. I got to unpack all the stuff.
Poor Alan. The first that's going to come
my
out.
House.
It's going to be an argument July 2nd.
She's
or 3rd.
Already doing it in her house, though. And now she's in his place trying to do it.
Let's practice, Kelly.
He's slicing tomatoes and playing guitar.
Our house.
Okay, our house. It is our house.
In the middle of the street.
That would be better to slam that. Our house.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.